Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Pharrell and Carver high live at the Plush Sports Grid Studios in Pharrell Adel down the Jersey Shore as we're broadcasting a special four-hour coast-to-coast. We're an hour into it. Hour number two here, USA leading Wales 1-0 at the half in Qatar. 68 degrees there. Ideal conditions to play in without a doubt. Tim Weah with a beauty, and you said it best. They just kept coming, and they had so many chances. The free kick, the corner kick. They had possession 75% of the time, if you ask me. I'm not looking at official numbers right now. I'm just saying. Yeah. It seemed to me that they had the ball 75% of the half, right? If you control those things and you get a goal, they're one away from burying them, but one up is a good place to be for what? No more than 50 minutes of soccer left.
Yeah, the official possession stats right now, Scotty, are the United States 66% of the ball, 34% for Wales. It actually feels a lot more than that.
It feels 75.
It feels 75-25 right now. I think the question that we need to now just start looking at in terms of just something else, and we're both sitting pretty nice with the United States right now. We have them before the game starts, is what else do we want to get involved in potentially? Do we feel that this continues? Are they going to continue to be the team that presses and pushes the pace in the second half? Finds that second
Finish
goal
him.
And just completely pulverizes them? Because as I said to you before, I don't think Wales can score two goals in this game. I don't think they got it in.
No, they don't do anything about racking up goals, do they?
Well, goal differential makes a difference.
In the end.
Oh, if you're tied for that second spot, goal differential.
So the more the merrier.
Is the tiebreaker. You know, that is
so
extremely
England's on
important.
Their way.
England's on. Well, look, England's going to be on their way.
No matter what. No but matter today, what. When you win 6-2, it's over.
It's nice to pile up. That's for sure.
That's more than most teams score in three games.
Right. And look,
if you score two in a game, that's a great day.
That comes into play where, let's say, England and the United States draw on Friday. And then U.S. beats Iran, England beats Wales in the last game, and they both have 7 points. It's going to be goal differential for who gets the one slot and who gets the two slot. So it does make a difference. And a team like England, yes, they piled on today. It was fast
now,
and furious against Iran.
Now, when you saw Netherlands win 2-0, yeah. And it was scoreless at the half, I think.
Yeah.
And then they got two in the second half. I still keep Belgium and Netherlands in my nest egg of teams that could win it all.
Yeah.
Make it into the four.
I'm not going to lie. I have Belgium's one of the teams that I did put a little bit of a longer shot ticket on at 19-1 to win the World Cup. I'm a little nervous about Lukaku, who they've already said is going to miss the first two games of the World Cup, like we were just talking about with Mane for Senegal. Injuries being in the middle of the season, crippling for a lot of teams, and Benzema. So Lukaku's going to miss at least the first two games for Belgium. Now, I think they can get out of that group without him. We know how good.
Why is he missing too?
It's a hamstring leg. He's got some kind of injury. Lukaku, but they have enough talent where they can probably survive the group stage without him. Senegal does not have enough talent where without Mane they can't survive. Now maybe because Ecuador's good, I think Ecuador's going to beat Senegal in their game play, and that'll probably push Ecuador and Netherlands as the two teams that are going to come out of that group A, which is significant, of course. That matches up with group B, Scotty.
So that's literally how they're rolling day to day. So tomorrow is
Well, they're playing four games a day because they're basically playing this entire World Cup in under a month. You know, yesterday was the first game, and it was the, what was it?
So that would have been the fourth game.
Correct. That would yesterday having that standalone.
So now every day is four games.
It'll be four games in the group stage the rest of the way. This is more compact than we're used to in World Cups. Usually, there's a lot more space in between your games, but because they're playing it in the winter, they're playing the whole thing in less than a calendar month, which is crazy to think about. But that's why you're seeing these games played today, Friday, and then Tuesday.
Well,
United
isn't
States
the,
coming
it,
back.
But isn't it in the summer? By the way, we welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Map Radio Network, Sports Byline USA. Good to have you with us on our Coast to Coast World Cup special, USA. Into the second half now, already started up 1-0 on Wales.
Summer, usually a little bit more space. Not that much more.
What do you mean? Don't they play for a month?
5 weeks.
It's 5 weeks?
There's a little bit. The group stage doesn't take, it gets stretched out a little bit longer than group stage games. The group stage here in Qatar, extremely compacted with all the games that they're playing in a short amount of time. Going to make a difference. We're underway in the second half, by the way. Here's another thing to watch for the United States here, Scotty. If they can get that second goal, I think that you'll probably see Berhalter take some of these guys.
Save them.
Get them out of there and get them rested for Friday. Because with the quick turnaround, Pulisic I could see, McKinney I could see, especially with the yellow card. He's probably going to look to get those guys out of the game. Even if they don't score, like I could see 75th, 80th minute, you see Reyna come in, you see other guys come in wave.
You can't tell me that McKinney yellow is not going to come back to haunt them.
Look.
Now he's got to play passive every game. So it carries over if it, let's say he doesn't play Friday. The next game, it still carries over.
I believe.
Is it just the next game or is it the one after that?
During the break, I'll look for you. I think it resets at the knockout round, but I'll check for you one day.
I mean, I just think that's the most ridiculous thing ever. 1-0 USA.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Pharrell back with Carver High, watching the USA 1-0 lead at, you know, basically the 52-minute mark of this puppy in Qatar. I have to say, with USA up 1-0 on the way a goal in the first half late, that I think the Welsh have controlled the second half so far. From the jump, for the last 7 minutes, in my opinion, they have controlled this game. Like, they are trying desperately to get back into this game, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, they're making a push right now, and this is what happens in these big events. United States had one decent shot where they had a little pressure, they got down there, but for the most part, like you said, 95% or more of this second half so far has been Wales on the offensive, and you had to expect that at some point. Now it's kind of the reverse of earlier. We talked at the start of the game how the United States was throwing punches, and how would Wales respond? And they just stayed back, and eventually it came for the United States. Can the United States get through the first 10, 15 minutes of this second half? Because I don't think that Wales has the sustained pressure to be able to stay with them.
You know, I got to tell you, though, I think that we can't continue to take this, you know, pressure and not do something about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're just going to sit back and let them keep attacking and keep pushing and keep shooting and keep having good, you know, really decent attempts at a crack at it, they're going to give one up. And if they give one up, I just feel like it'll end in a draw. That'll be it. There'll be one more goal in this game, and that would be the equalizer or nothing. So, like, I think they have to at least, because to me, they're playing on their heels.
Yes.
And they need to get, you know, frankly, going the other way. I mean, they are not trying to get the ball and do anything with it. They are not. They are just literally playing 1-0 soccer. We're trying to win this game 1-0. They're just trying to stop them. And I don't think that's how you do it.
No, it is not. I prefer that they got back to their attacking ways that they had in the first half. But another thing to look for here is, Wales is such a defensive team that when they start pushing a little bit like this and bringing some extra guys up,
then they make a mistake.
Going to leave them very exposed on the back end. Now, with these young, good, fast players the United States have up front now, maybe they can take advantage of a mistake like that. If they find one.
Well, don't you think that's how they got their goal?
Right.
That there was a mistake.
Right. And that's usually what it takes, is just one little mistake in the World Cup and suddenly you're going home. I would look for that too, because Wales, they like having all their guys back. That's their game. If they start sending extra guys up, start pressing the box a little bit more, it's going to be there for the United States.
All right, so take me back to, frankly, let's go to, 2018.
Right.
And explain to me how it worked, because I remember it this way. I remember it ending, and then the pandemic started.
Right.
Right? Like, well, the bottom line was, I was watching the World Cup, and I was loving life. I thought it was great. Every day, I watched the World Cup, and I just thought it was the greatest sporting event in the world. It's just fantastic. And I'm not a guy, as you know, that sits around watching soccer.
Right.
Okay? I just don't do it. And then when the World Cup was on, I watched every day. And then when it ended, I was so obsessed with soccer by watching it that I wanted more. And I told you I started watching the Bundesliga and La Liga. And I remember the last time that the World Cup went on, when it was over, I kept watching Bundes and La Liga.
We're into it.
And then it dissipated. Yeah. And then it faded. And then I stopped watching. I'll be honest with you. I used to get up on Saturday mornings, and I would watch the Saturday morning Premier League games that were on early in the morning.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. Well, they do, they're not on NBC.
Right. Well, you got to remember, with streaming now and them having the rights, so they used to put all the games on a bunch of different channels.
Now they're on what?
Now it's like you get one game, and then that one game on USA.
Well, it's ridiculous.
And then the other seven or eight are on Peacock, or something like
it's
that.
Ridiculous.
So you have to.
Listen, I already have 15 streaming services.
I know.
That bill's about $350 a month now for me. Whatever. I have everything.
Yeah.
And then, but I'm not getting more. So, like, the other day, I think, I was offered another package of. Or I saw a show that I wanted to watch, but it was on Paramount. I don't have Paramount.
Oh.
And I'm done with it. I'm done, chasing the dragon on the streaming services. I already have 12 of them. I don't need another one. I really don't. So I have to tell you, I think that they did a horrible disservice to people like me that don't care enough about it, unless it was on free TV and I could watch it and I was exposed to it. The World Cup is different. It's on Fox. It's on FS1. Everyone can watch it. So you get into it. Like, you see everyone's into this, Mike. NBA players are sending video clips of rooting for him. Everyone in the world, the president, everyone in the world is into the World Cup. And, it's funny to me that, we're watching the World Cup, yet, Russia's invaded Ukraine. The world's teetering on the brink of World War III, yet people put it all aside to watch soccer. Isn't it crazy? Like, no one's talking about Ukraine getting blown to shreds by Russia today, are they?
No.
It's this game. There's something about this game. Like, listen, I'm being honest. I could care less. I could really care less about it. But when this comes on, I become the biggest soccer fan in the world. You know way more than me about soccer and all these players. I do know the biggest names.
Yeah.
I know. I've watched Pulisic play. I've watched McKinney play. I've watched Rania play, la-di-da, et cetera, et cetera. I watched Howard play. I watched Donovan play. I watched that girls' team was the greatest team ever in the history of the world. But the rest of the year, it's not like you watching Huddersfield and like you watching the Premier League. You watch way more soccer than me.
No, it's true, and it is tough because there's so many more American players now in the Premier League that they should give it a little bit more exposure. I mean, Jesse Marsh is their coach at Leeds. They've got a bunch of players like Adams, who we were talking about before, and Aronson, who both play there.
They're going to score here, too,
I was
by
just
going
to say this to you.
They're so,
so
deep on
Wales
us.
Wales has just had a couple of very close opportunities. Ugh. I believe they're setting up for another, or no, that went out for a goal kick. But they are pressing here right now. And at this moment, Scotty, Wales has moved now. I mean, the draw has moved to plus 350, which would obviously be, I'm with you. If Wales scores, I think the game's going to end in a draw. I don't think it's going to go any further than that. Wales plus 1550 to win, USA minus 375. So 60th minute right now.
It'll go at least 95.
They got a half hour, a little bit more to go here.
35 minutes.
And remember, extra subs here too. So I mean, I think that eventually, once we get past the 70th minute, I think you're going to see both teams make some significant changes.
Explain to me what happened in that locker room that they would go in with a 1-0 lead and come out looking like, I mean, they look worse than Wales looked in the first half. Now they look worse than Wales. The USA looks like they're just not even playing. They look like they're about to give up a goal, as sure as I'm sitting
here. Wales has completely changed the way that they were playing in the first half, and the United States has not fully adjusted
yet. Are they resting on their laurels? They think they got this in the bag?
I wouldn't say that. I think that Wales has come out pressing, and that has changed the dynamic of this game. They're not playing the way they did in the first half. They're down a goal. They know they have to press a little bit more. And that is going to get USA on their heels a little bit, and we'll see if they can combat that.
It's an incredible game. You got about 30 and change left. USA up 1-0, hanging by a thread over Wales.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Pharrell back with Carver High. I think Turner just saved the game with that on that set piece. They got a header, a beautiful shot to equalize, and a perfect header saved by Turner. And now another set piece, and it goes over the net. That's two in a row that Wales has had, I mean, death shots at the net. Turner made the save at a World Cup so far. I guarantee you there's no better save than the one he just made. And that shot right there went over the top. And they almost put that one in as well. This is the one he made the save on Davies. Look at this fingertip save.
Oof.
I mean, to tell you, that's the save so far at a World Cup.
They've only had three matches. Only a couple games
in. This is the fourth match. So trust me, this is the best. That's the best save so far in the World Cup.
That's the leader in the clubhouse so far. There's no question about that. They're going to take McKinney out now here, Scotty, as we talked about before. Now he's hobbling around a little bit. Also has the yellow card. So Aronson's going to come on. He plays for Leeds for Marsh in the Premier League. Also a very good player. So this is another great thing about this United States team now in the World Cup. They have some depth. They have some guys that can come in and still give them a lot of juice off of the bench. And now here they come, pressing the other way. This is the first time we've seen them
do anything.
Make a little bit of move here in the 65th minute in the second half. They've done nothing so far in the second half, aside from maybe one little push that they had. But Wales coming close twice. Matt Turner with that huge save with the fingertips right over the bar. Back-to-back headers for Wales. They don't equalize. But they're going to keep pressing, Scotty. They're pressing again. They're on their way. This will be the next 30 minutes or so right here.
Well, I'm glad the ref's letting them play now, because they just stole the ball from Wales with a slide. And the other slides in the first half all resulted in yellows.
I mean, how many more yellow cards can the guy give out?
I mean, honestly,
he's giving out plenty of them.
Well, I think it ruins, in my opinion, it ruins the game.
Look.
Let them play soccer. As long as they don't fight, let it happen.
It's just like the NFL. There are some guys who throw more flags than other guys. There are some refs throughout the world that give out more yellow cards than other refs. And the Qatari ref today has definitely handed out quite a few.
Now, this is going to be a corner kick for the U.S.
Yes, this will be a corner for the U.S.
I think Weah's had a great game. Not only is he got the goal, but he's controlling the ball, and he just got a call. He'll get a corner kick here. Now, I have no idea, other than your guy from the Welshman is clearly faking it right
now. Oh, well, he got kind of snapped back there a little bit. He got a little snapped back on that play. Maybe that's what he's crying about.
Do you think he's really injured?
I think he's legitimately hurt because that was not – he won the ball from him. You know, it went out for a corner,
well,
but
he's
he did win the ball.
The guy literally looks like he's never going to walk again the rest of his life.
Keep showing. They're showing the Turner save again, Scotty, which you will see here between now and especially if they come out and win this game. That Turner save
the game.
We'll see. Will be all you see between now and Friday when they play England is that one, right? Or if they advance.
What a great
into the knockout round.
I mean, honestly, and then the second one was even better, but it was over the top of the net. And the Welshman went into the back of the net just, you know, bummed out that he missed it by an inch and it flew over to goal. So
the Welsh coach has got a little.
How about the Welsh coach?
He's all over
the place. He's dropping bombs before.
He can't wait to have a pint after the game. He's all over the place.
He's been dropping F-bombs left and right. You can read his lips. He has been cussing for an hour.
So there you go. They just put on there. Turner was the 2021 MLS goaltender of the year, which he parlayed getting a gig with Arsenal. That's enormous.
That's enormous.
Playing in the MLS for years, and then you get snagged to go be a part of Arsenal in the Premier League. It's just huge. Now, what do we get? So they're finally going to let them have this corner?
The kid that got injured is over having a water on the sideline, but I don't think he's coming out of the game.
No, he's not. So right now they're playing a man down.
They're playing a man down.
Until they
he's
wave
just
him
getting
back
some
in.
Water, and his coach is rubbing his hip. He got it in the back of the hip, the scapula bone. And when that thing comes out, it'll drive you nuts. You won't sleep.
So once
the
again,
corner.
Just not a tremendous effort. But they didn't lose possession here. Ball is still down.
Kick it back in there.
In
He's
the box.
Got a chance right now to get it right back in there. There it is. They have had the worst corners, in my opinion, and set pieces. There's a chance. Now there's a chance, and he blows it again. A
couple of opportunities. But here's one thing, and now they're getting possession again, and there's
Pulisic.
That's not good.
Oh,
him
God.
Limping around.
Here we go.
Can't have that.
He's injured.
Oh,
he's done. He can't even make it to the bench.
I mean, that's not a good scene at all. But one thing has flipped a little bit here in maybe the last 5 or 6 minutes. The play is once again back on the other side of the field.
Yeah, they got the ball. Now, explain to me, this is enormous that Pulisic came out.
Yeah,
well, he's injured.
He's still out there. He's still running around. They have not. He
he's got the
come
ball
off,
right there.
He hasn't come off the field yet, but you can tell he can't get up now.
He's in agony.
Now he's finished. Now he's done. I would make the sub right now.
Oh, God, he's crippled.
He's
literally in a heap.
You got 20 minutes and a little bit of extra time left to go here. He's clearly
hurt. I noticed
hurt.
That Gareth Bale doesn't feel sorry for him.
Gareth Bale
He just did a drive-by.
Look at this. Inside leg. Got a pretty good shot.
There it was. He got it on the right ankle, a spike. It was a right ankle right here. Boom.
Oh, jeez. That Bale.
Bale did it to him.
Dirty player, Bale. Unbelievable.
Bale, he did it to him, and now he's in agony.
I get him out
And
now.
He's not faking it.
I get him out.
Get him out that, now so that you can have him for Friday him or the game
even,
after.
Even let's get through. They got to get through this
he's
next.
He's out. They just took him out.
They got to get through done. This 20 minutes. All right. This game, these 3 points would be massive if they could finish this off. If he can't go, he's given the wave. Get him out of there.
So he's out now. Done.
Well, wait a second. They didn't take him out of the game yet. Now he has to come off for a moment because they stopped play. He's down. He's putting his arm in the air. Like, he's staying
like what
in.
What is happening?
So this is just like the guy that went off for Wales just now. So when they come and they bring you out and they attend to you on the ground, you got to step off the pitch.
And then you go right back in.
And then they have to signal if you're staying in, they can signal you to come back into the game. So, I mean, geez, he looked all right there. Like, he popped right up off the ground. Now he's standing there with his arm in the air ready to play.
This is
huge. This is soccer. I mean, this is the way it goes. I would still think about taking it out.
Listen, your boy's got to man the F up here. This is the World Cup. This guy, it's like, I don't even know. He's like worse than Ben Simmons with these injuries. I mean, honestly, like, bro, like, man up and go out there and play. Like, this guy, he misses more games than anyone in the Premier League, right? Because they bench him and he's injured. We can't have this guy going soft in the World Cup and not being able to take a, a little, you know, hit to his ankle.
You can't
have
that.
Ice that puppy up, Schmo, and get back out there.
How about Ben with 22 last night for the Nets?
Ben,
we said last week he was finished. Ben's had two great games in a row.
Listen, north and south, he can play. Go to the 10. Here's Pulisic.
Now he's fine again.
Oh, there it was. And he missed the header. Oh, to humanity, they had an opportunity. That was a drive-by. He missed it completely.
Well, Christian at this point is basically like, let me get the second goal so I can get off this game. Because, you know, 2-0, they'll get him out of there.
Let me get that second goal so I can get a few more endorsement deals.
He'd also cash a lot of tickets for
people. Yeah, look at him now. He's running fine.
Too.
There's nothing wrong with
him. He'd also cash a lot of tickets if he could score a goal. A lot of people got him to score today. A lot of people got him to score. I want that ticket. I'm one of them. Let's go here. Let's cash something.
So now we're in the 73rd minute.
Yeah. But
about 20 minutes and change.
Now look at this. They're basically, there's a lot of guys coming on and off here. It's like a line change the USA has going on right here. Look at this. Now, this is a difference. Five subs in this World Cup instead of the normal three because of that truncated schedule I was telling you
so
about.
So now you're
before.
Allowed to put five
So
in.
Having five, three extra players on the roster, 26 instead of 23, and two extra subs, five instead of three. So that's a huge, huge thing.
So and in a normal World Cup, you can only make three subs in the game.
Correct.
Now you can make five total throughout.
So Dest, Musa, and Sargent are all coming out for the USA. So Pulisic's staying in there.
Right.
And we will see who's going to be coming in for them in a moment once they decide to put the graphic up on the screen here. That's Musa. So Musa's the kid, Scotty, we talked about at the top, 19 years old.
Did you hear him with the ref? He just gave the ref the business. Like, listen, you let me get injured. You didn't give him a yellow, but you gave all of us yellows. And he's like, the ref's like, here, just go to the sideline. You're done for the day. And the brother was like, you've been done all day.
Yedlin.
You've been doing us all day, too.
Yedlin, Acosta, and Wright come on for the United States. So a three-man change, like we said, like your traditional hockey line change right there. And now three fresh bodies, Scotty. Wright, a good striker who could put the ball in the net. You've got Acosta out there now. This could re-energize the United States. You're already seeing it. Keep the play on that end of the pitch.
Fresh legs.
Fresh legs for them is huge. We've seen Wales make, what'd they make, one change so far, Wales? Maybe not even that.
I don't even know.
I think they made one change
earlier. I don't even know if there's been one. There's a shot.
Ooh.
I just wanted
that was cool.
That was nice. But, you know, you got to get some foot on it. If everything's a header, it makes it a little more difficult. Tomorrow, just so we're clear, Argentina and Saudi Arabia at 5 a.m. Eastern on FS1. Denmark and Tunisia at 8 a.m. on FS1. Mexico and Poland, Lewandowski at 11 a.m. And then at 2 p.m. tomorrow, France and Australia. So we're in the 75th minute. The Socceroos.
The Socceroos, who usually show up and give a little effort at the World Cup, Australia. A little engine that could. France, though, that's a lot, you know, with Mbappe out there. That's a lot to ask for.
It's a big engine.
Slow that guy down. I don't care if they don't have Benzema. That's still going to be very tough to stop France for them.
It's our World Cup special on Coast to Coast. Go with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back on our World Cup Coast to Coast special. We bring in Dubs Anderson from Lipstick City. You know he's watching the World Cup and the USA 1-0 lead over Wales here in the 79th minute. Bottom line, you're looking at about 15 minutes left here with extra time, Dubs. What do you think so far?
1-0, Team USA, let's go.
Are they not giving him a penalty kick right here?
Uh-oh.
It's a penalty kick.
They're giving
Wales a penalty
this
kick.
This is not good, boys.
They're gonna
is not good.
They're gonna say Bale's got tackled in the box and that it was dirty, and they're giving him a penalty shot to tie the game.
God.
And it's gonna end 1-1.
No.
Can you believe that call? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
It's the betting gods looking down on me, Scotty. They hear me open my big fat mouth, and here we go. I mean, that's a dodgy call. Gareth Bale going against Matty Turner here in between the pegs. Matty Turner, he's been decent at Arsenal. He got the surprise call up here for Team USA. This is a big moment for him. It is a flip of the coin for the goalkeeper. Gareth Bale has made a habit of scoring clutch goals. Let's hope it's not going to be with this one. Gareth Bale coming up from the spot.
He scored easily. I think that is a BS call.
Wow.
I mean, that is, and obviously we're American, so we're not going to like it. But did you think that was a penalty? Did you think that was a penalty?
No, that's soft as anything. Conceded there by Walker Zimmerman. Now, you must have a minute or so in front of me there, Scotty. So that is a tough one to swallow in the 82nd minute. Now, we still got plenty of time here. We're going to have a bit of stoppage time. Both sides will press their opportunities, but it is sickening to see Gareth Bale in this Wales side get out of jail there with 10 minutes left to play. Team USA have been all over him. They dominated that first half. They've come up with far better opportunities, but now they get a dodgy little free. Oh, Scotty, what is going on?
How is that a penalty? How is that? That ref is so terrible. He's been handing out yellow cards you're on the easy pass on the turnpike in New Jersey. I mean, this guy, the entire U.S. team has a yellow card in this game. And then he gives them a penalty kick with 10 minutes left. And by the way, he's given the U.S. nothing. He's given them nothing the entire game. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And Team USA are always going to get the 50-50 decisions going against them. No one likes Team USA, whatever sport it is, when it be on the global stage, because Team USA is always very good. And I think a lot of people know that they've got a lot of talent, and this squad is absolutely stacked coming into this World Cup. So even the referees are against Greg Berhalter and the lads. That has really upset me, Scotty. I'm going to start looking for my red jersey now. This Team USA one, I might have to throw to the side there. But as I said, still plenty of time left.
Five, six minutes
with stoppage time. There'll be a couple more opportunities left here. Gareth Bale cannot believe that 41st goal.
I'm sure you're right that there'll be a couple more chances, but we're in the 83rd minute. So in my view, there's 12 minutes left in this game, and with 10 minutes left in real time, he calls that penalty, and I got to tell you, I am blown away that was a penalty shot. I can't even fathom it. He was going for the ball, and he called it a dirty tackle and gave Bale, of course, the famous Gareth Bale gets the call and gets the easy penalty kick equalizer. So now, you're going to lose all your money. I just lost $1.35. Carver, you just lost $1.40. And the draw will hit at 1-1, and they'll get 1 point out of this instead of three. And if you ask me, Dubs, they played better than – But look, I'll give the Welsh credit. I think they played way better than the USA in the second half.
Yeah, they came out ready to fire. And like we see in all sports, Scotty, it's a game of momentum. Team USA, they started really fast-paced. This is what we're going to see all World Cup. They play in a similar fashion to England there. They love to press. They love to get on the front foot, try and open a couple opportunities there, you know, through deflections. Wales showed a lot of poise in that first half, a lot of patience, looking more for the counter-attack to find the US open at the back there. But Timmy Ream's done a pretty good job, who plays there with form, 35 years of age, one of the oldest statesmen for this American squad. Greg Berhalter, I mean, you know, I'm going to go after him if Team USA can't get the win today. I'm not convinced that he is the man that should be in charge. But again, this wasn't a must win, but it was definitely a game that they cannot afford to drop or lose. Now, they've got to be very careful here. As either team tries to go after the victory, Scotty, it always opens you up at the back for a bit of a counter-attack, and Wales are very good in that department. So Team USA have to be cautious going after the win here. You may open yourself up to a couple of chances there with Wales. But if we take a draw from today, it's not the worst result. If you lose, you've got a really hard time getting out of the group stage. If you win, very likely chance that you will progress. We saw that big victory this morning there from England over Iran. So Team USA, 5 minutes and ticking. We need to see a little something. Christian Pulisic, he's got to keep being that facilitator. We know the opportunities are going to come through him. We've got a couple of difference makers out there now. Tyler Adams, he's had a pretty good game, but it's been a physical one, Scotty. You know, the American side has really taken it to the Welsh. You've got to be careful with those yellow cards. If you get two within the group stage, you're sitting out a game. Gareth Bale, if he shows up for that second game and collects another yellow card, he could miss that third one. That's their only chance for Wales.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I think the difference maker in this game is not Pulisic. It's the ref. I think the ref has handed the Welsh a point. I thought that penalty kick was a crappy call. I have no bones in this other than I had a $1.35 on a U.S. That's not going to cash now because, you know, I'm surprised the guy doesn't fix it the rest of the way so that they get another one. I've already seen him butcher one. And they have been arguing with this guy the entire match, the U.S., because he's given the Welsh every call in the match. And he has not – he's given – he gave Bale one yellow. How many yellows did he give the Welsh? One the whole game?
One the whole game.
I mean, we got like four or five.
My thing is –
we're collecting them.
Dubsy, we got VAR now, right? Why didn't he – why didn't they look at that? Why wasn't that used for VAR? Why didn't he go over and take a look at that for such a crucial penalty? We have all this technology now. Why didn't they go over and at least – take a gander
because they don't question the ref.
Oh, it's just
it's a tough one, that last line of defense. But I mean, you never want to see a game decided by
a ref
penalty kick. I mean that is the worst. That completely ruins what we've been watching here for 90 minutes. If you're looking at the count of fouls there, Team USA 14 fouls to Wales 7.
That's
no good. Yeah, no good at all, boys. Timmy Way looks like he's coming off there. Interested to see who's coming on for him to try and be that X factor late in this one. But for Team USA, I mean, the wind is going to be coming out of those tires. This one, not to say was in the bag, but they were looking really, really solid. And that's going to concern me going forward.
I mean, they look like, Dubs, literally like, I mean, I'm worried they're going to blow it and lose the game because the Welsh just keep coming. And all we do is keep crying to the ref. And it's clear that the ref hates us. 14-7 in penalties, and he gives them a penalty kick. And, you know, it's the same thing. I got to tell you, they hate us in the Middle East. They hate us. Yeah. They hate America. That's what it is. This ref sucks. That's all there is to it. It was a crappy call. Everybody knows it. And all you're going to hear about after the game is that call was crazy. That was a crazy call with 10 minutes left. He let them back into this game with that crappy call. And he, you know what's even worse? He's been laughing the whole time. Not only has he made bad calls, he's smiling while he's doing it. He's enjoying it. And you know what it is? It's because for the last month, everybody's been talking bad about Qatar in America on television. And that's just all there is to it.
Yeah, and everything comes with it, right? The whole Budweiser thing. You know, they know Team USA there to take some points. And after Qatar, second most tickets was from the American fans, the supporters there. So everyone is against Team USA. I tell you what, Matty Turner coming up with a big save there. Wales almost got
that
another one past them. Yeah, to go 2-1. I mean, again, if Team USA lose this match today, they have got a very slim chance of getting out of Group B, especially with that big win there this morning for England, racking up the goals. No
now,
good
this
at all,
guy,
mates.
This guy laying on the pitch now for Wales, you know, you saw what he did. He just tackled a U.S. guy, blew him out, and there was no yellow.
Yeah,
every time we touch anyone,
standards.
We get a yellow. But when they blow us out, nothing. I mean, that's just all there is to it. I don't even, like, I know nothing, and I'm still sitting here watching going, what's with these calls? I mean, honestly, I just saw a guy get blown out and no yellow. You saw it?
Yeah.
Am I tripping?
No.
You're spot on, Scotty. We're all seeing exactly what's in front of us. I believe he's a young referee. It's probably the first time on the big stage. He's trying to prove himself that, you know, he's a man of authority. And
oh, he's done a great job of proving that he's corrupt.
They're the guys who become referees, Scotty. The ones who have a hard time and don't make it, you know, in a first string team. They become referees so they can go out there on the pitch and remind some of these superstars who's boss. It's the guy with the whistle in his hand. But unfortunately, the rules are the rules. Team USA, they're doing a good job to keep their cool, keep their composure. If I was Berhalter, I'd be saying, lads, park the bus. Let's get out of Dodge. We'll take the 1 point with the draw. Move on.
Well, they better be careful. They better be careful because they have been getting worked over in this second half by the Welsh. And all I know is there's 9 minutes. So bottom line is there's 8 minutes left in this game because they're going to turn 91 right now. There's 8 minutes left in the game for somebody to score. You know what? Maybe he can give us another penalty kick for the Welsh with under a minute left. What do you think? Maybe give him another one? How about Gareth Bale? That'd be another nice. One. Give him another
just
one.
Just ruin all our tickets, Scotty. I tell you what, lucky I got a slice of Pulisic there for the assist. All my other plays are going to go down the drain if Team USA can't get the outright win. But yeah, mate, tell the referee while he's at it, go give him another one. Give it to Wales there.
Now watch, watch. Now there's another Welsh guy down getting an Oscar, and watch him come over and give another yellow. This guy, this ref, I mean, this guy is giving out. Did he give another one?
No, of course not. Of course not.
Why not? He's giving him everything else.
Oh,
that's just
physical game. Physical game. I like that. I don't like so many yellow cards coming for Team USA there. Zimmerman flying in with the wheels up. Yeah. No good, lads. No good. Team USA, we're going to have maybe one, two chances to come here. You'd love to see a corner with Pulisic throwing it in there.
Yeah, but his corners have been awful, Dubs. They've been low-line drives, down by the hips, not up top.
Yeah. He hasn't been playing a lot, Scotty, and that was a big concern for Pulisic coming in at Chelsea. He's turned out to be the super sub. You know, he's getting limited minutes, very similar to Gareth Bale. And now, you know, I imagine they're trying to keep him out there, get as many minutes under the belt as they can in this first game, try and get that match fitness up. But Pulisic, he's looked good. He hasn't looked great, though. A couple of nervous touches in that first half.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, for all back on Coast to Coast, customers can participate in the BetMGM World Cup Bracket Challenge. It's completely free to play, a game for a chance to win $250,000, the big prize, with a perfect bracket. The top point accumulator will win a guaranteed $50,000 cash. So there's a great chance to win a prize even without a perfect bracket. Additionally, there are free bets given for every group stage winner you guess correctly. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You could have also guessed that the ref would fix this game with a call on Zimmerman late at the 80-minute mark to give Bale a penalty kick and the equalizer that made it 1-1. There's 2 minutes left in this game. Carver High, it does not bode well for the U.S. A, they're tied. B, they don't have the ball.
Those are two things that you definitely, those are problems right now, tied and having the ball. I'm still stunned that they didn't even look at that penalty that late in the game and that stage.
They don't question these refs.
That they didn't even VAR. They have all this technology now and they don't do it, which is just maddening. But on the flip side of that, Wales has been the better team in the second half. I mean,
they dominated.
This game was a complete flip. First half, United States dominated the entire game. Second half, Wales dominated the entire game. They just have not been able to get solid footing under them. And honestly,
they're about to lose this game.
There's still time for that. There's about a minute and a half. It might go another extra minute beyond that, depending where they are on the field. But this changes the dynamic that we were talking about earlier. Now you're talking 1 point out of this game, England on the horizon. That changes that
now
game.
Now you have to beat Iran or you lose. Or you're going home.
Yeah, because when you're playing England, Wales is going to be playing Iran. You've drawn Wales already. You know, if they go out and win that game by two,
then
or three,
they got four.
They go out and win that game by two or three goals, and you get nothing from England. Suddenly, there's a lot of pressure on you.
Then you're finished.
A ton of pressure, and you're going to be asking for help. So it changes.
So what you're suggesting is, and this game's now about to end. There's 20 seconds left. They are so screwed. They blew it. They were up 1-0. They blew it.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.